Unofficial inflation figures are due out today, and they're expected to show that consumer prices have grown modestly after they unexpectedly went backwards at the start of the year. Now, economists are tipping the consumer price index will rise by 0.4% in the June quarter after an unexpected period of deflation in the 3 months to March. Now, that would keep annual inflation well below the Reserve Bank's target range at just 1.1%. Given this, most economists expect that such low inflation will prompt the RBA to cut interest rates when it meets next week. Australia's highest court will today rule on whether ANZ customers were overcharged tens of millions of dollars in credit card fees. The decision on the six-year legal battle will have huge ramifications for thousands of bank customers, with the lawyers suing ANZ also pursuing other cases against Westpac, Commonwealth Bank and their subsidiaries. The court will decide whether ANZ's charges of up to $35 for late credit card payments were unlawful penalties and whether customers should be reimbursed the money. Let's go to the global markets now, and at the close, the Dow fell 0.1%, the Nasdaq rose 0.25%, while the S&P 500 finished up slightly overnight. In London, the FTSE rose 0.2%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $42 a barrel, Tapas crude is at $45 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,320 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying around 75 US cents, 68 euro cents, and 57 pence sterling.